this week for From Out of the City, coming to you as always from www.cityoflegends.com. Sit back, relax, and join us. This week's program, I'm calling 9 1/2 poets. Why 9 1/2? Well, if you've been to my blog, courtesy of cityoflegends.com, you'll see that I've had an epic struggle trying to lay my hands on a full copy of Gertrude Stein's Sacred Emily. So I've decided to, next month, devote an entire program just to Ms. Stein, who is one of the most extraordinary artists of the 20th century, but for some reason or other, greatly overlooked by many compilers of anthologies and many libraries. Shame on you both. So tonight I'm going to give you, at one point or another, a little poetic white space, and the works of 9 other poets, starting with Walt Whitman and his poem, Poets to Come. Poets to come, orators, singers, musicians to come. Not today is to justify me and answer what I am for, but you, a new brood, native, athletic, continental, greater than before known, arouse, for you must justify me. I myself but write one or two indicative words for the future. I but advance a moment, only to wheel and hurry back in the darkness. I am a man who, sauntering along without fully stopping, turns a casual look upon you and then averts his face, leaving it to you to prove and define it, expecting the main things from you. My Pretty Rose Tree by William Blake. A flower was offered to me, such a flower as may never bore. But I said, I've a pretty rose tree, and I passed the sweet flower o'er. Then I went to my pretty rose tree, to tend her by day and by night. But my rose turned away with jealousy, and her thorns were my only delight. Elysium is as far to, by Emily Dickinson. Elysium is as far as to the very nearest room, if in that room a friend awaits felicity or doom. What fortitude the soul contains that it can so endure the accent of a coming foot, the opening of a door. She Walks in Beauty by George Gordon, Lord Byron. She walks in beauty like the night of cloudless climes and starry skies, and all that's best of dark and bright meet in her aspect and her eyes. Thus mellowed to that tender light which heaven to gaudy day denies. One shade the more, one ray the less, had half impaired the nameless grace which waves in every raven tress, or softly lightens o'er her face, where thoughts serenely sweet express. How pure, how dear their dwelling place, and on that cheek and o'er that brow, so soft, so calm, so eloquent. The smiles that win, the tints that glow, but tell of days in goodness spent, a mind at peace with all below, a heart whose love is innocent. Water Lilies by Sarah Teasdale. If you have forgotten water lilies floating on a dark lake among mountains in the afternoon shade. If you have forgotten their wet, sleepy fragrance, then you can return and not be afraid. But if you remember, then turn away forever to the plains of the prairies where pools are far apart. There you will not come at dusk on closing water lilies, and the shadow of mountains will not fall on your heart. By Sappho, the poem to Aphrodite. You know the place, then leave Crete and come to us, waiting where the grove is pleasantest, by precincts sacred to you. Incense smokes on the altar, cold streams murmur through the apple branches, a young rose thicket shades the ground, and quivering leaves pour down deep sleep in meadows where horses have grown sleek among the spring flowers. Dill scents the air. Queen, Cyprian, fill our gold cups with love, stirred into clear nectar. By Edgar Allan Poe, Annabel Lee. It was many and many a year ago in a kingdom by the sea that a maiden there lived whom you may know by the name of Annabel Lee. And this maiden she lived with no other thought than to love and be loved by me. I was a child and she was a child in this kingdom by the sea. But we loved with a love that was more than love, I and my Annabel Lee. With a love that the winged seraphs of heaven coveted her and me. And this was the reason that long ago, in this kingdom by the sea, a wind blew out of a cloud, chilling my beautiful Annabel Lee, so that her high-born kinsmen came and bore her away from me, to shut her up in a sepulcher in this kingdom by the sea. The angels, not half so happy in heaven, went envying her and me. Yes, that was the reason, as all men know in this kingdom by the sea, that the wind came out of the cloud by night, chilling and killing my Annabel Lee. But our love, it was stronger by far than the love of those who were older than we, of many far wiser than we. And neither the angels in heaven above, nor the demons down under the sea, can ever dissever my soul from the soul of the beautiful Annabel Lee. For the moon never beams without bringing me dreams of the beautiful Annabel Lee. And the stars never rise, but I feel the bright eyes of the beautiful Annabel Lee. And so, all the night tide, I lie down by the side of my darling, my life and my bride, in the sepulcher there by the sea, in her tomb by the sounding sea. And finally, I give you by Percy Bysshe Shelley, Ozymandias, or as he titled it, Ozymandias of Egypt. I met a traveler from an antique land who said, two vast and trunkless legs of stone stand in the desert. Near them, on the sand, half sunk, a shattered visage lies whose frown and wrinkled lip and sneer of cold command tell that its sculptor well those passions read, which yet survive, stamped on these lifeless things. The hand that mocked them and the heart that fed. And on the pedestal, these words appear. My name is Ozymandias, King of Kings. Look on my works, ye mighty, and despair. nothing beside remains. Round the decay of that colossal wreck, boundless and bare, the lone and level sands stretch far away. So there you have it. My reading of nine poems by nine poets whose work I've enjoyed, whose work has inspired me, and once in a while you might even find me lifting a concept or two from them. Yes, my poem, Traveler to an Antique Land, does owe something to Ozymandias. I hope you've enjoyed the show this week. Again, come back next week when I've got some new material for you. And next month, towards the end of National Poetry Month, which is April, I will be doing an entire program based on the works of Gertrude Stein. Have a fantastic week, and I'll see you next on April 1st, which is the first day of National Poetry Month, and also coincidentally April Fool's Day, but I'm not going to be kidding. So, again, this is William F. DeVault, the romantic poet of the internet, coming to you from out of the city of legends, and this is From Out of the City.